The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Juan McCartney is by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, CFAL, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, the Water and Sewage Corporation, and Wilmax Pharmacy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're today going to talk about a couple of things, and we're also going to revisit a bit of what was spoken about in the show that preceded this. Hubert Edwards was doing a show and he had a gentleman on. I don't remember his full name. I think his name was Prosper. He's a Haitian immigrant who moved to the U.S. when he was young and talks about success and work and about the fear of success is what he talked about today, the fear of responsibility, the fear of commitment. And it really helped me to understand once again that I am not alone because I do get in contact with a lot of virtuous warriors who talk about the systemic issues all the time. And what I got to realize, and my wife has told me this, is that everyone who's talking to you don't represent the majority of people out here who are actually about doing something with their life, despite the challenges that exist, right? So a lot of people out here are focused on why they don't have what other people have because of systemic differences, while a lot of other people, like myself, are focused on highlighting that there are systemic differences, but also taking care of yourself and making sure that you're not leaning on anything as an excuse. So we talked about yesterday, crime and poverty, and there are guys out here who are lost. You know what I mean? And I realize that nothing I say will ever sway them because their minds are made up. For instance, I was listening to Shavar Golang's show yesterday about national insurance. And he was explaining the importance of it and what we need to do. I don't want to pay more national insurance right now. All right. But I'm not naive enough to understand that national insurance is something that we can allow to fail because we believe the government already puts enough pressure on us. All right. So he spoke to the reality of that. And I realized as he was responding to different comments that there are people whose thinking is completely baked in and anything you say that is reality that makes sense, they're going to say, oh, you're speaking for the white man or you're speaking for corporate interests because they don't want to hear that there's responsibility that comes with life, right? Because they're not responsible people in their own life. And they've hit their level because their hustle wasn't where it needed to be because the excuses come when you let that collapse you and stop you. And they're upset that other people don't fold up like they do, right? And they're not aware that people experience setbacks, people experience rough times in their life, but you can't allow that to be no crutch for you. And, you know, I got a firsthand example from my father. He went through so much, made a lot of money, had legal issues, lost a lot of money, never stop hustling, never once stop working, never once folded up, never once go, I'm going to go get drunk today and not try to bring home the bacon. Not once. There's nothing you could tell me about it, right? My father went from managing a bank, several banks, to driving an ice cream bus around Nassau. He would sit there and go, there's no opportunity. And I don't mind sharing with you guys, because a lot of y'all like to fake it. Like you had perfect lives and perfect parents, or you've just had everything stacked against you and you just couldn't do anything about it because everything's stacked against you. When really, a lot of it's just you. Right? So I can't relate to people who sit there and go, excuse, 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 for why they're not moving in their life, for why certain people aren't progressing in their lives. I can't do it. I understand there are challenges, no doubt. I just can't get there with them no more. I can't do it. I'm too old for it. I'll be 46 in a couple of months. I can't live my life behind that. Right? I got real first world examples of people who push and push and push and push and push and keep going and don't expect other people to take care of them. Did other people help them? Absolutely. But they weren't expecting anybody to take care of them. So sometimes I get frustrated because I see these reactions and these people respond and I realize that these people ain't into nothing. And that's what my wife told me yesterday. She said, listen, you getting frustrated with these people can't understand you because they're not like you. They don't understand hustling. All right? And hustling legitly. They don't understand going the extra mile. They don't understand going above and beyond. They don't understand that you got to confront reality for what it is and move on and stop living in this little bubble of, I wish it were this way. And until something changes, that's far beyond my power to change. Right? Brave Davis ain't going to change the fact that there's poverty in the Bahamas. You're not going to change the fact that there's poverty in the Bahamas. You're not going to be able to change the fact that there's hundreds of years of inequality. You're not going to be able to change the fact that 50 years ago, 60 years ago, people who look like you, me, others, couldn't go sit in restaurants together. Couldn't go through the front door of the hotel. Couldn't go to the movie theater. We've been confronted, and here's why we moved. Not because anybody gave us anything. We moved because we decided that we have to move. Pinling and a lot of other people and people before him decided that, look, nobody's going to give us anything. 100 years ago, our descendants were slaves in these islands, the vast majority of them. We can't sit here and go, well, Britain's got to give us reparations. Where would we be if we did that? They should give us reparations. Where would we be if Pinling and A.D. Han, everyone sat around and go, you know, we want reparations. All right. We're looking for our money that the previous slave owners got. We should get our money, too. We never got what we were entitled to get. And so we're going to sit here and wait for that. And until it happens, nothing can change. They didn't do that. They said, we're going to make changes. We're going to work and build a country. Now, was everybody perfect in doing so? Of course not. But there's a great deal of work that went into where we are. Right. And the people who refuse to accept that there's going to have to be a great deal more work to move the country even further along, even though there are unfair instances of political patronage and otherwise, they're just going to stay where they are and gripe and complain and make noise, and you'll never see them change in their lives. And you just got to understand that if you want to be somewhere in your life, despite the challenges that exist, you're going to have to go the extra mile. And fairness don't enter into it. We sit as the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and we are targeted by countries that just dwarf us. We're not the size of a modest city in many of the countries that target us, that make less. We don't generate the GD of a pretty successful multinational conglomerate in this entire country. But they look at us and they go, well, the Bahamas and the past laws because the Bahamas and the Bahamas. And we're, and what do we do? Do we sit here and go, oh, mercy. It's, oh, no, it's so. You could do that for a minute. That's what I usually do. I'll take about 30 seconds to a minute, you know, a day or so, and I'll be pissed off about the unfairness of the universe. The European countries are targeting the Bahamas. We're black. This is how we make money. We just got into this business. Y'all have been in it for 100 years. Y'all do it worse than we do. It don't matter. You can't sit down here and cry and the system got to change. Everything got to change. You could work to correct that. But at the same time, you can't lose everything you have. You can't stand still because things aren't fair. You can't. And if you're someone who's going to sit down and go, it's not fair, I give up. Don't expect nobody to drag you. Don't expect nobody to carry you. It don't work like that. And I realize that a lot of people don't have that mindset, but I also realize that a lot of people do, and a lot of people need to hear that there are other people in the world who think that way. That we're not going to sit down and make excuses for why our lives aren't moving. All right? So the first thing I learned when I came back home, I have a job for a while. I have a job for a couple of weeks. And I learned this. I learned this early in life, but it certainly hits home when you come back to NASA. Because this ain't for the week. Here, I might as well tell you. Y'all who around here flailing, this can eat you alive. All right? You got to hustle and play this game in order to make it around here. I might as well brief you. If you're sitting there going, why ain't nobody, you going to stay behind a ball? You're going to stay not having property, not having your own business? You're going to stay right there if you sit around and wait for anybody around here to pick you up. It just ain't going to happen, particularly not if you a man. You might could struggle a little. You might could, you know, deal with getting by a little bit if you're a woman for a while. But that carry consequences as well. We got a call? Let's do the call. That's fine. And I got something else I want to talk about too. But we're going to talk about this today too. And we're going to talk about how we get ahead and how we progress and the mindset you have to have. And that's, my wife really brought that home to me yesterday evening. And she was like, you have to speak to the people who aren't hip to how this works. Because the people who sit in there going, it's the system, and it's the, they're never going to move. And there are thousands of people out there who need to understand that you're going to have to up your game. And they need the motivation. They need the insight. Like me hearing Hubert Edwards today, I didn't know I needed that. And I heard the guy on Hubert Edwards' show, and I was like, this man is a breath of fresh air to me. Because he's talking about the responsibility of oneself to make sure that you progress in the world. We got a call. If the call's still there, I'll take it. That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
Right here, you know. I just listened to you and I joined the conversation.
Thanks, man.
You know, believe it or not. But, you know, the crazy thing is in life is this, you know, the most important people there are in our world is these little children.
Right.
You understand that? You know, that's the most important thing because, you know, do we care about them? That's the thing about it. You know, and I listen to you and everything else. And like I tell people in Strange Blaine, I have 955 children. The five is my own, the other 950 is with us. You know, and we need to take a serious, you know, seriously, man, because my children, they need everything. Okay? Everything. Mm-hmm. Some of them just be coming to school at 6:30, 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning because the parents them have to go to work. But we need to be serious in this country, babe, in life. Thank you very much, man.
Okay, appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, you got to get serious. And that's what I realized, too. A lot of unserious people are out here responding, while a lot of people need to understand the way this all works. All right? Because you could sit down and go, I wish it were like that. I wish it were like that. It ain't ever going to happen, right? And you can't look at who watching you and how it looked and all this. So I'll say this. One of the first things that really solidified for me, coming back, and you know, you got to find work. I had a degree in sociology, which is, you know, if you're not going to go into teaching or you know, counseling or something like this, it's not that hardcore, not a bachelor's degree at all. Nobody's out here clamoring for sociology, for degree trained sociologists. All right. At least not when I was coming back. So one of the first things I learned is that there's no honor in being broke. All right. There's no pride in being broke. I'll say it again. And a lot of people don't like it because they feel perhaps that there should be this dignity and this honor in being broke. There's no shame in needing help. There's no shame in wanting a hand up, but there's no honor in being broke. There's no honor in having to look around you and think someone must help me before I can actually progress. Because nobody's coming to help. All right? The government's going to do one of two things, you know? Walter Hanschel, God bless him, he'll help put some food on your table for a while, but you're going to have to figure the situation out. All right? You got to figure the situation out. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck. So, and I have something I want to talk about that's political too, but I'm going to get to that in a minute, but I'll just say this, all right? And you take it for what it is, and we go from there. Like I said, I put it down. You pick it up if you want. If not, leave it alone. But I'm not here for the excuses. I'm not here for any of that. There's a guy out there for who's with that, you know. And you could talk to that guy. But just like I'm not going to convince you that magically the system's going to change and everything's going to be all right. And until then, right? I'm sorry. I'm not going to convince you otherwise from your thing. The systems magically must change and someone else must come help and someone else must fix it. And maybe then it'll be fine, right? You're not going to convince me that there's something wrong in saying we got to work and we got to do for self, right? Because all y'all faking Pan-Africanist people, some of y'all who real, my boy Chris Davis real, a lot of y'all, you know, you get a little wishy-washy there, you know, you talk this togetherness and this realness. And then it's a lot of hate, right? And jealousy and backbiting, right? But you're talking about what's real and who you want help, but it ain't like that. Some of my Rasta brethren, they're real too. But Marcus Garvey, okay, arguably the founder of the Pan-Africanist movement, he said, we must do for ourselves. All right, we did this ourselves. The most I need from the government and all this is to get out of my way. All right, get out of my way, invest my tax dollars properly to the benefit of society, and we're good. Other than that, I don't, you know, we could do business together, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, I ain't really with it. So the best the British could do for us in 1958 was get out of our way, all right? And then in 67, the best the Bay Street Boys could do, you get out of our way, You're still making your money. You're still doing your mercantile business. No problem. Get out of our way. In 73, the rest the British could do for us. Look, just get out of our way. I don't know why you leave the Queen as head of state, but whatever. Just get out of our way. Let us determine where we're going for ourselves. Let us do this ourselves. Because if we waiting on y'all, we could be waiting forever. Because it's 130-something years before 120-something years before y'all even let us get representative, like, government. And in that whole time, we were doing terribly. You didn't provide education for us in any significant way. You didn't provide health care for us. We did that for ourselves. All right? So when y'all tell me we didn't do nothing, I disagree. Right. When you tell me that, the caller yesterday said, oh, old people can't get medical care in this Bahamas. Which Bahamas you live in? Bro, old people can't get medical care. The Bahamas I live in? Where the majority of medicines are free? Where dialysis is free? Where yearly routine physicals are free through NA diet? The Bahamas I live in? Well, free in that you ain't gonna pay straight out of pocket for it like that. So I don't know. I don't know which country y'all are talking about. All right. Now, before I go to a break, I'm gonna say this, and I'm doing this for the young people who actually got some hustle. Everybody who want to complain, but data it done over and yada. You know, I never heard my. And I'll be real with you, right? My father probably lost. 2 to $3 million worth of property, investments, business. All right. This I'm in the 80s and 90s, man. In the 90s, I'd say, right? And never, ever, ever. And what I hear y'all run a lot of y'all running on with, I never, ever, ever, ever heard my father run on with any of that. And I guess that's why it's shocking to me, or it's like it's weird to me, because I never heard him sit and make excuses ever. And people did him dirty. And he was like, we got to get up and go to work. All right. And we can keep pushing. We go, because I can't wait here for nobody else to do it for me. So, okay. So the first thing I learned is no honor in being broke, right? Here's the next thing I learned. Once you get a job, right? And I'm the old man in the room. I'm 45. I don't know what 18-year-old people are doing. The way I see my son, like, lost in this world of video games and YouTube, I clearly am not in tune, perhaps, with exactly what's going on. But in my lifetime, and I'll be real with you, I never made more money without doing more. You understand what I'm saying? I never made more money without actually doing more. So I sit here and I look at a lot of people who go, we should be making more money. And I'm going, why? Well, it costs more to live. Okay, I got that. I got that. And that's real. I appreciate that. And that's a circumstance that's beyond your control and mine. But why you should be making more money, though? What do you do that brings more value that you should make more money? Every time I ever got a promotion in life, or I got an upward movement in life, a raise in my career, it was for doing already what the promotion assigned me to do. Never have I gotten anything that didn't entail more work, more responsibility, more accountability. And I usually was already taking on the responsibility, taking on the accountability, doing more. So, for instance, let's just say journalism. I worked at Jones Communications. All right. Not making any money, I could tell you that. Right. And so we did a bit of TV, although that experiment wasn't that successful. And we did radio and also newspaper. Right. So I knew how to do all three. The Guardian had a culture of newspaper, period. All right. And they were launching into radio. And they recruited me to come work for The Guardian and pay me more money. And I was, in my job description, launching radio news for The Guardian News Network and working for the Nassau Guardian newspaper. There wasn't any TV involved then. There was more responsibility. I was now in charge of creating the product. I was here, Rogan Smith, we worked together on it. I wrote for the newspaper every day. After that, we did TV. I didn't get no raise to do no TV. We did TV, and after doing it successfully, I got a raise and promotion for already that was commensurate with what I was already doing. So I've never made more money without doing more. We got to take a break? All right, that's fine. Let's take a break. Can I say one thing, though, before we go? This ain't related to what I was talking about. Say this real quick. I probably got to say it on the other side, right? Anyway, I know y'all think I pick on this guy, right? But it's because he have problems. So I interviewed Shane Gibson last week, right? And during the interview, Shane Gibson said he didn't expect Minnis to do him like that because he had helped Minnis raise money for his leadership battle against Loretta Butler Turner. So the reason I ain't stopped Shane Gibson from saying that is because that's widely known in political circles. The reason I didn't backtrack and go, well, we don't know, that's widely known, A, B. There's nothing libelous about it. In the Bahamas, and if y'all have such a problem with it, please go ahead and change it. In the Bahamas, anyone can accept money from anyone for political campaigns. I could go and say, I'm launching a political party today and I'm registering my political party. I'm with the Parliamentary Registration Department. And you could come give me $1 million. A Saudi Arabian oil tycoon could come set up shop here and be like, Juan, here's $1 million. A group of interested Bahamians can come together and go, Juan, here's $1 million. And I could take your $1 million. And I could put your $1 million in the bank. And I could spend your $1 million. Or I could keep your $1 million. And ain't nobody could charge me with any crime. So Shane Gibson ain't talking about you and him doing nothing underhanded. You talking about you can call your lawyer? Go call him. I'll talk to him. What is your lawyer talking? What is your lawyer calling us about? That you don't like what Shane Gibson said? That he may or may not have been to your house? I've been to your house numerous times. It's a JAMA balcony out there, and I hate at all. I wish I owned something like that. The view's magnificent also, but it's a JAMA balcony. I don't know what you're around here cloud chasing for, about you calling your attorney on Shane Gibson and all that. It's widely known that the elite F&M donors supported Loretta Butler Turner, wasn't on your run, and he and other people helped you. Please, 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 please have your lawyer contact me and tell me what breach of your rights or harm to your reputation any of that possibly could have caused, unless you just want to waste money on lawyers. Or you just like saying lawyer because you think it sends a thrill up people's leg. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper Collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
At Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do. And our signature sandwiches are no different. Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich. We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch. Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty, served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce. Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents. Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today at 302-2300 or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care.
They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing well for future generations.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises residents of Pinecrest Drive, South Beach East, that the corporation will commence improvement work on Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, for a duration of 5 weeks, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. During this period, there may be some interruption in the water supply, road closure, and detours around the work area. Motorists are advised to avoid the area where possible. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your support as they work to improve their level of service.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We got a few minutes before we got to go to break. But yeah, former Prime Minister, Dr. Huberminis, I don't know what you're talking about. I believe Shane Gibson. And that ain't the first time. I mean, people been knowing that. Anyway. But have your lawyer call me. I'll explain it to him, what is and what isn't defamation. If your lawyer's so bad that he don't understand there's no campaign finance legislation in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, so Shane Gibson couldn't possibly have defamed you by saying he helped you raise campaign funds, then he could call me, who has no law degree or legal training, and I could explain to him what constitutes defamation. Since you don't understand it, clearly. Says, good afternoon, Juan. Sorry, off topic. But I live in the Harmony Hill area off Village Road. The garbage has not been collected in over 2 weeks. I've been calling environmental health without success. Any assistance would be appreciated. Thanks. I, too, live off Village Road, and my garbage has not been collected in, I think it's 2 weeks tomorrow. And somebody, and I keep delaying and finding out who, because I want people to be able to eat, right? But you can be collecting government funds to pick up garbage and don't pick up the garbage. Like, I don't know what rig up thing y'all got going on, if y'all like lending each other the garbage truck or whatever like that. Come pick up the garbage, man. Because I can find out who it is, and I can come on air, and I can talk all your business and call your name, and then I can go find Von Miller. In fact, and Von Miller's supposed to come here next week. I can go find Von Miller, and we can have to go. And see, because the way you get action, you got to go extra, right? You got to go nuclear. Me calling environment. Shout out to Melanie McKenzie, right? And shout out to Mr. Marinard over there at the Department of Environmental Health. Y'all are doing the Lord's work in trying to coordinate whoever this errant person is who is tasked with picking up the garbage in this area. It is a problem. Impact was doing it, and now somebody else doing it. I could only imagine that's because the government changed. I don't really care who you give the garbage contract to. But you got to pick up the garbage. And only when I freak out, oh, McCartney freaking out. That's the only way y'all respond. I got to freak out. I feel like I'm talking to my kids. Could you go pick up your pants, please? Could you go brush your teeth, please? I got to say this 6 times, and until I raise my voice, you don't listen. But y'all aren't children, are you? You're grown men and women who are making money, tasked with picking up the garbage, and you won't pick it up. If we got to do it ourselves and that ain't something the government's doing no more, let me know. I don't mind. I'll organize something. But you can't be giving people a garbage contract who don't pick up the garbage. Whoever's doing the garbage for the Village Road area, I can find out who you are. Bet that. And I'm going to tell everybody, you're tasked with picking up garbage and you don't do your job. You're not fulfilling your government taxpayer-funded contract. And I'm going to ask Von Miller about it, and I'm going to call your name about it. Who else I can ask? Who else deals with garbage? I would assume Von Miller. I'll ask everybody. I'll go take it to the Prime Minister. Why is the garbage not picked up in Village Road area, Prime Minister? Are you aware that there's a person who's getting government funds for a contract to pick up garbage in the Village Road area who does not do it? While we sit here and watch maggots and rats and raccoons proliferate, somebody collecting a check for doing nothing. You don't pay them their check for picking up the garbage that they don't pick up. First place they can call, radio. We can't get paid. All right. If you're not paying these people, and that's why they're not picking up the garbage, let me know. But from what I understand from environmental health, there are people who are being paid to pick up the garbage who are not picking up the garbage. If this ain't something that you're capable of doing, and I could get a government contract to pick up the garbage around here, let me know. I got a couple of homeboys. We could put some scratch together and rent a garbage truck or try to finance a garbage truck. Let me know what the margins are on the contract so I can do it. But I don't know who you're. I'm going to find out. I don't know who you're paying to not pick up the garbage around here, but I'm going to find out. And I'm going to just blow it all up everywhere. And you're going to be mad when all you had to do is pick up the garbage. So we'll see how it all shakes out. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
When it comes to picking a pharmacy that is convenient, reliable, and puts you first, only one name comes to mind: Will Max Pharmacy, a team of trusted and trained pharmacists ready to serve and assist you with all your pharmaceutical and over-the-counter needs. We also carry beauty and hair products as well as household and everyday supplies. Open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. NIV drug plan is accepted. Cut down your wait time. WhatsApp new prescriptions and refills to 817-4067. Visit Wilmax Pharmacy today, Poinciana Drive, opposite University of the Bahamas. Call 323-1037.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson.
insurance.
Peace of mind.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. So we were talking about really not making excuses for not getting along in your own life. And the fact that they're are a lot of systemic issues, but that doesn't mean you sit still and wait for them all to change. You agitate for change, you work toward change. But at the same time, you work toward your goals. So we're also talking about Hubert Minnis getting all huffy talking about he calling lawyer because Shane Gibson said he helped him raise money and him not knowing like what he's talking about. Minnis in terms of if that's anything to call any lawyer about. So and what's the problem? Look, and this is my problem with all y'all, right? So, and that you call your lawyer about this too. So when Brave Davis said he supported Adrian Fox, is an issue getting squashed in the U.S., right? And this big statement full of moral outrage and, oh, Brave Davis is siding with somebody. And y'all know Adrian Fox gave y'all money, too? What y'all playing cute about? You know y'all took his money? This pump faking out here and then, like, y'all, you know, pristine people who never... Oh, no. Come on, man. Be serious. Anyway. Yikes. Boy. You know, I'd be mad if I was Adrian Fox. And he said, I gave all y'all money. What you mean? Says, LOL, hi, Juan. I was wondering when Shane said that, if it was a slip. It was no, it's real. It's real. It says, Juan, you really have a dislike for Hubert Minnis. You need to listen to yourself. He has a problem. Okay? It is a problem. And if y'all can't recognize you have a problem, that's on y'all. I recognize it. They say them broke up gray garbage trucks they use now breaking down and leaking all over. Also agitate for the garbage collection on Eastern Road. Thanks. Again, I don't care who you give the garbage contract to. I really don't. I'm all for Bahamians making money. But you got to come pick up the garbage. It ain't a license to not pick up the garbage. I don't know where, is Vaughn Miller in charge of that? I believe, environmental health, right? Yes? I don't know what's going on. I know he got issues with the deforestation and all that that he's probably trying to deal with. This garbage situation is not going to work. Tijuana West is also having this problem, but you mentioned Impact Waste a few months back dealing with Village Road Collection. Can I send a shout out to them as they gave our church twice the amount of services that we paid for? You were spot on. That company is legit. Yeah, they would pick up the garbage, man. Or I'll do it. I'll do it. Let me know what the contract looked like. I'll get it done. It seems like anything with Minas gets your waters running. Let the Minas Hate go. I mean, listen. We talked about a particular situation on the show. Eyewitness News, who didn't even credit me that it developed on my show. But Eyewitness News, I don't know if he called them or they called him. My mind wants to tell me they called him, but I don't know. He talks about he's calling a lawyer and everything for, you want me not come on the air and explain that that's nonsense? And all you misleading is FNMs thinking that that's something to get excited about. Oh, we can call a lawyer on. Take call a lawyer and do what? Call your lawyer and let him explain to you what defamation is. This says, Dr. Minas needs to move on and stop being petty. Maybe he's still worrying about how his government lost the election. It is what it is. Listen, and here's, and I'm trying to be the best Christian I can be, right? So there's something called, so prime ministers have a lot of power in this country, right? And he's a doctor too. Prime ministers have a lot of power in this country. And if a prime minister doesn't agree with you or get along with you and does not want to offer any outside support in terms of if you're considered for a government contract or anything like this, that's one thing. And you could say that maybe that's not fair and that the prime minister needs to be more even-handed. But it is wildly reckless. And the fact that they don't recognize this and don't recognize that I could come on here every day and beat this horse until it's powder. A prime minister should never, ever seek to harm a Bahamian. Maliciously. And that is what he did to our company. He intentionally caused our company, in violation of statute law, financial harm. And I should, and I must let it go. That I don't come on here every day and beat it to death is me letting it go. You intentionally harmed financially this company that employs scores of Bahamians because you didn't like the reporting. Took money that we were supposed to by law get. They changed the law now, but I don't know what the practice is going to be. And gave it to the punch. Who wasn't even capable of printing it as it should have been. And I must sit on here and pretend like he's the good guy. Right? To make you feel better about you supporting him. It's not going to happen. The worst thing a prime minister could probably do is intentionally harm a Bahamian because they're powerful. And to wield that power against Bahamians is something that a prime minister should never do. All right, as a prime minister, it's out of your hands if somebody's breaking the law and the police are involved or the courts are involved and, you know, you can't touch in what independent institutions are doing as a prime minister. But to use your position to cause harm to Bahamians, financial, otherwise, inexcusable. So deal with the shots every now and then. Didn't you hear talk about Minister? Minister Sayers asking Minister to assist the crash victims with telemedicine? Yeah, I heard him. Says good luck reaching Von Miller. Been trying since election. You know how they go once you finish voting for them. Garbage collection isn't good in my area either. We gonna work it out. It might get rocky, but we gonna work it out. My mother was charged $30 for the garbage truck to take her trash. They said it's $5 a barrel. It's four residents living in the yard, but we built one concrete area for the trash. They said we have to pay for it to be removed. Their responsibility is to pick up houses that have two barrels. What type of nonsense is that? Now, let me say this. I'll check the details, right? But they did change the situation to where I have to check the details. I know the situation did change to where some people do need to pay for their own garbage in terms of residential apartments and this sort of thing. Some people, I'd have to check that. I don't know why they charge you. Look, listen, if y'all want to come through here and charge me $5 a barrel twice, it ain't no problem. I don't have a problem. Y'all dip. It's just I was told they're going to pick up the garbage. Like, you see, anyway, let me let it go. It says, good day, McCartney. Physicals are free at NHI, but you have to pay for the medication. Yeah, you do have to pay for a lot of the medication. If you're a senior citizen, you don't pay for the medication. Says, good day, Juan. I really enjoy listening to your show. You keep it 100%. Please tell these people nobody's coming to save them. Get up and get it for yourself. Yeah, you better. Says, people think you should get promotions strictly for being on the job. Yeah, you're right. Says, Bamies, don't be no fool to play a rigged game. Don't buy no property costing $100,000. Make government provide the affordable housing and jobs and benefits. You want the housing and the job and the benefit, okay, from the government. All right. What you providing? Taxes, that's the trade-off. You paying taxes for them to give you a job? Okay. It says, in the same way these insurance companies with their handouts get contracts and concessions from government, it's government's responsibility, and that's why you elected them. Boy, I ain't had no discussion with nobody about electing them for no affordable housing. The issue is this. You could wait on the government to do that, but you're going to be renting or living with your relatives until they get around to that. Because don't forget, the last Ingram administration, Minnis administration, had a policy where they were no longer building homes. It says if there are more than three buildings, you have to pay for garbage collection. Okay, that might be it. That sounds familiar. I honestly, yikes. It says, Juan, you mean to tell me we still don't have helicopters for medical or emergency services? You mean on the Family Islands? No, we don't. Go ask your Minister of Health, current and past, why that is. We live in an archipelago. We should have at least one helicopter in each major island. I don't have a problem with that. So the issue is this. If you are waiting for the government to make housing affordable, you may be a long, 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 long time. So best you try to strategize around that before you don't have no house. It says, I try to forgive, really, man. Don't forget the coconut boys on the side of the road, bro. Yeah. And y'all like, oh, you taking it personal. But you made it personal, right? I could talk some more stuff, but I'm not. because a lot of things were told to me in confidence. It says apartment complex. Who used to get more flack in the media than Perry Gladstone Christie? And he wouldn't do nothing like that. Anyway, says apartment complexes over a certain size have to pay for their own garbage removal. My trash collection has been intermittent since election also, though, but never more than 2 weeks without collection. It's 2 weeks, and on top of the garbage, right? I don't know what's going on. Why is it raining like this still? What's happening? Is this climate change or what? Because this is a monsoon. It's been going on for 2 weeks. Anyway, like you want the rain for your grass, but this is a bit much. Can't do nothing. Whole holiday rain. Can't even go. Rain, hold up. I tell my kids, I say, okay, put on your shoes. We're going to go for a walk, right? Let's get some exercise. 5 minutes later, rain again. Anyway, the rain is compounding the trash problem. So the maggots and all the rodents and the frogs and all this, I don't like frogs. They're proliferating. Oh, we have a call. Sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Well, I have no problem with the garbage collection. My area, I live down in Dignity. They come every Tuesday and every Thursday, like clockwork.
Wow. Good for you.
Even sometimes they come in the late in the night, in the morning, but they come. They really, that they're doing a good job down in this area.
Okay. Right. Excellent. Thing, who is it?
Thing,
who's doing your garbage?
Yeah.
Which one's doing your garbage? They have a sign?
I think it's a private something.
Okay. It's all private as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. Another thing is this. The roads. I don't know how your road is down in that area, but road right before you reach Fate Avenue heading east. I mean, the road is so bad. I mean,
my brother? I'm gonna play this game with you, right? My road is worse than yours. You've been on Village Road lately?
Yeah, I know that is bad too, but Gladstone Road, disgusting. What they're waiting for, one? You know what they're waiting for, one?
What's
because
that?
Sometimes tourists ride down the way on motorbike, but it shouldn't have just be for tourists. But they can wait until a tourist hit one of these holes, go skidding and kill themselves, then they can dash the fix up the road.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the rain is holding it up too. I don't know. Because they used to be out here frequently, but it's bad out here.
Before that. And not only that, Vaughn, sometimes they even don't put the hot mixed tar in it. They put curry in it, gets tumped down. When the rain comes, it washes right out. And as cars dropping it, the holes get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, that's what's happening here. I'll ask what's happening with that too.
Yeah, something has to be done because it's just so fallible. And when you look at, like I said, your tires getting pinched, axle getting breaking, you can't get nothing for it.
Well, I can say something, but I gotta pick one struggle at a time. But thanks, bro.
Okay, good.
Appreciate the call. I don't know who's picking up your garbage. I need them to come pick up mine. I'm not even tripping off the road. Like I say, one struggle at a time, right? I'm going to try to traverse. Don't go speeding on Village Road. If you know what's good for you, I might as well brief you. Okay. Let me see. Hold on, I got messages. Say one, the FNM always calling people thief and messing up their lives, threatening to beat up and kill people. But when you strike back, they run to the law. They're petty and they're hypocrites. I'm with you, bro. I got some good lawyers. We'll help you for free just to deal with menace. But he's like Trump, always threatening people with lawyers and loses. He won't sue you. He ain't in charge of government funds anymore. And too cheap to pay you from his own money. Stay strong. I'm good with the lawyers. We're lawyered up. When you talk about herding Bahamians, Minnesota people locked up for going to the pump and selling coconut water. not even under the UBP that happened. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I try and let it go, right? You see the video in the police station? If it's 901, lock them up. What? What's happening? It's 901. What do you mean, like Brazil and there's a military junta or Dominican Republic? Truila? Anyway. Y'all bring his name up and it gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like, I just remember, like, what was going on. This says, a high one, more than 3-unit apartment owners are to pay for garbage collection. It was incorrect information saying more than 3 buildings. They count the number of units in the yard. If one building had 4 units, the owner would have to pay. Great show. Okay. It says, I don't know if one single F&M who cares about Minnis and Shane squabble, but how do anyone have the receipts as to which story is the truth? No one? You ain't no receipts. Well, I mean, Gibson might have receipts now. I don't know. The Village Road got speed bumps and speed canyons now. Feel like on a BMX dirt bike course. I'm usually, I got a little, you know, SUV type crossover, but I'm afraid to go on Village Road now, particularly in the rain. And then in the morning, you got people coming out hauling. Water and sewage. I don't mean to at y'all water and sewage. They left like one trench. I have the pictures too. They left like a trench in the middle of the road. They just put a sign up because they would come out at night, you know? And when I came out the next morning, a whole new. It says, Juan, listening to you on this Minnis Shane Gibson issue, you can't seem to leave it alone. I'm getting frightened that Minnis will pursue this matter through the court. Knock yourself out. Knock yourself out. The Boshin and the radio station will be sued. In this case, similar to the Michelle Malcolm case, you'll be reprimanded for facilitating potential false information on the radio station. If you think so, no problem. I know that nothing said was illegal. And Shane Gibson seems quite willing to deal with that in court if the former prime minister so chooses. Say, I wanted Minnis say he will sue you. No, he never mentioned me. He mentioned Shane Gibson. Shane Gibson said it on my show. And I just brought it up to say, y'all listening to Clout Lord over here talking, it ain't like that. Says, Juan, if you take one visit to South Andros. Also, there's something in law called fair public comment, okay? Where people who are public officials currently or former are talking about matters of public concern, there's great leeway as well. Says, the texter's on to say racetrack tourism and have Daytona 500 pay to train on our roads. Ain't nobody coming to train on this road. Listen, I heard it on the news and I didn't hear him say it. Did Alfred Saracen is going to cost $29 million to turn Gladstone Road into 4 lanes? That seems extensive. Juan, if you take one visit to South Andros, you'd never complain about the roads in Nassau again. The roads are horrible here in South Andros. We need help. Yeah, hell, I can imagine. I'm sorry. I got to deal with my struggle first. When I could drive on my road, I could send them to you. Juan, I need some 8-foot doors. Who sells 3-foot by 8-foot exterior doors? Try a storm frame, windows and doors. Yeah, 8-foot, they could do 8-foot. It's custom. My neighbor's got like a 12-foot hurricane window. I never even knew that was possible. Okay, hold on. We can take a call. The call is still there. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? No? All right. No problem. I got it. Okay. So we talked about, you know, not waiting for the system to correct itself. You taking care of yourself. And that's the type of energy I'm on. You got to make it happen. You got to get out there. You got to do it as best you can. And at the end of the day, the government can help. But sometimes it's just best for the government to get out of your way. All right. Now, I also wanted to talk, since we're talking rain as well, I wanted to talk flooding. Okay. So we have a problem. Now, I know Alfred Sears spoke to this. I am very, very, very concerned that this is going to be an active hurricane season. And we are not prepared. Y'all want to talk about the government? This is what the government needs to do. All right? And I'm prepared to do my stuff too. Because I'm waiting for my hurricane plan. But at the same time, if all hell breaks loose, then you need the government, right? So here's my concern, right? Dorian happened in 2019, September, right? Tore Abaco apart, huge chunks of Abaco apart, tore big, huge chunks of Grand Bahama apart, right? A lot of things were done incorrectly in the run-up to Dorian, and even more things were done completely incorrectly and nonsensically in the aftermath of Dorian for years, right? So September makes 3 years since Dorian hit. Now, walk back with me through time and help me recreate the mantra of all those who find comfort in complete government ineptitude, right? So what was the mantra for after Dorian? Somebody sing it for me. I'm going to give you a couple seconds. Text me. What was the mantra? If you get it right, I might give you a chicken patty. No? Okay. The mantra after Dorian, if I remember correctly, over and over and over for months and months on end, was there's no manual for this. Eh? Remember we kind of heard the remix during the pandemic? All right? Mantra after Dorian. Nothing like this has ever happened before. It's the worst storm in recorded history. There's no manual. We got to figure it out as we go. All right. Fair enough. We're just going to sit here and act like there wasn't a National Emergency Management Agency that required in law when it was formed to have a hurricane management plan every year. We're just going to forget that that didn't happen. All right. There's no manual for this. We have to play it by ear after Dorian. Fair enough. All right. I'll be super generous and go fine. No problem. Is there a manual now? Because what I saw was forecasters saying there's going to be heavy rain on Grand Bahama. And I understand that people are going to feel a certain type of way about this, and it is what it is. Our forecasters say, going to be heavy rain on Grand Bahama, right? Lo and behold, there was heavy rain on Grand Bahama. It was not until communities were flooding on Grand Bahama, and some of these are communities that didn't flood during Dorian. It was not until communities were flooding on Grand Bahama that they opened the shelters. So looking at that and how that was not executed properly, I am left to conclude after we formed a Ministry of Disaster Preparedness, Reconstruction, Catering and Pastry Decorated, whatever it was, right? After we formed an entire ministry, after we formed an entire agency just to deal with the aftermath of disasters that was tasked with creating shelters, which didn't happen, with donated money. All right. I still don't know that there's no plan. Miles LaRota, I rate you. I'm going to say this because you weren't a very communicative public disclosure commission chairman, but you seem like you're on top of the ball with your stuff. NIB, let's not talk about Zedness. Disaster preparedness, hurricane preparedness. You seem like you're on top of the ball. You seem like you're focused and intentional about what you're doing. But I am not hearing that there's an actual plan. So it's hurricane season. It's going to be super active. Just this monsoon weather we've been having for the past couple of weeks has revealed massive problems just on New Providence. I'm not an engineer or a scientist. I think I have a rudimentary understanding of gravity. I'm riding downtown, right? And we got to ride in the middle of the road downtown. Again, it floods lots of places around the world. But I just feel shame. Like, we haven't figured this out with like a couple of roads. Pinewood, that'll take time. I get it. I'm riding in downtown. I'm riding in the middle of the road. Once you get past, let's say, Bank Lane, right? East Hill Street, if you're being generous. You got to drive in the middle of the road. You look into each side of you, and there's water, like, pooled inside businesses. I saw a guy, my heart went out to him. He had, like, a big, huge squeegee. I'm not going to get into how downtown looks terrible, and we're supposed to be doing something about that. I'll be interested in the update on that. He had a big squeegee, and he was squeegeeing out the water to no avail. And I was just falling right back into the place, and he just kept squeegeeing out the water, right? And I'm looking over to the ocean, right, by the seawall, whatever it is. Again, I'm no scientist. And the water level is way below the road level. So somebody who's smarter than me must be able to figure out a way to drain downtown's roads. It gotta be. It can't just be me. So I haven't seen any concrete efforts with that yet. We're flooding in places that, you know, we aren't used to them flooding. You got the airport road, I forget what you call it, by Charlottesville, Old Fort. That's flooding. Grand Bahama, tremendous flooding. Delay in the opening the hurricane shelters. The DRA just signed a contract, if I'm not wrong, for the construction of a hurricane shelter on Abaco that was supposed to be constructed. Remember, it was supposed to be finished in early 2020? And the foundation never went down? The Indian government gave $1 million dollars? How are we supposed to look these people in the face and go, yeah, we had your $1 million and, you know, we didn't actually build it. It's taken us years to get to build the shelter you gave us $1 million for. Because what's going to happen is the next time big hurricane hit, remember the whole world was raised $1 billion in pledges and everything like that, right? And people have now moved on. The next thing that's going to happen is, God forbid, there's another massive hurricane and there's destruction and the rest of the world is going to look around and go, yeah, but this just happened. Y'all didn't have a plan for that this might happen again. Didn't y'all create ministries and agencies, dedicate millions and millions and millions of dollars to this? didn't the entire world pay attention? And the U.S. Military came and forced, the British military came and forced, the Canadian military came and forced. We ain't lame that we don't have like a really, that we can open the hurricane shelters in time on Grand Bahama when it's flooding. Like shame will motivate you to do some things. Right? Remember, I think I told you about my faucet in my kitchen. It was like leaning, but it still worked. So I wouldn't change it. But then I had all these, you know, people coming back and forth. My mom was sick. And shame that people would see me with this messed up faucet in the kitchen, even though it worked. That motivated me to change it. Like shame should motivate you to get it together. And I still don't know what the DRA's plan is, but you know, it's been a few months, but we're gonna have to start communicating things as if we are actually serious and intentional about not having history repeat itself. All right? It says we did our best as well. Yeah, we did. That was one of the slogans too. My God, there's no manual. Right? It's been 200 miles an hour with tornadoes, 20-foot flood. I'm like, all right. There's no manual. All right. Is there one now? This says, I'm stopped talking about minutes. I'm stopping. I'm leaving it alone. It says, but North Andros must now have the best roads in the country. I heard North Andros roads are better than South Andros. That's what I heard. We had to take a break? Sure, no problem. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Double shot decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls ages 5 through 18 registered now. Applications available at the South Bahamas Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at the registration desk at Campsite Kendall GL Isaacs Gym. Special appearances by NBA players, legends, and coaches. So get your boys and girls registered now, ages 5 through 18, for the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. Okay, so it's a fourplex. If you got four units and above, you have to pay for your own garbage collection. If you have three units or less, the government will take care of it for you. Here's my proposal, just for me personally, and I'm pretty sure I could get everyone on my street to agree, but if not, I'm good with just it being me. I will pay you to come pick up my garbage. Okay? I will pay you to come pick up my garbage. And come pick up the garbage. I'll pay you. What do you say, $5 a barrel? What is that? I'll give you $10. Twice a week, $20 a week. I'll pay you to come pick up my garbage. You ain't even got to go to the Department of Environment. I will pay you to come pick up my garbage. Holler at me. Leave your number for me at the Guardian. I will come pay you to pick up my garbage twice a week. And I'll just take the matter up with others on the back end. I'm willing to pay for the service. Okay. So we have to begin to do things with more organization and sense, okay, in this country. And as much as I go, you can't wait for the government, you can't wait for the government. All right. The hurricane preparedness, that's on y'all. Okay? The hurricane shelters, when all hell breaks loose, that's y'all responsibility. Okay? Let me know. If I got to deal with it myself, and I can start doing what I need to do around here, which may or may not comply with the law, let me know. Certain things y'all have to take care of, all right? When lunatics with guns are running around, that's the government responsibility to go deal with that, okay? I ain't going to go deal with that. That's what the police for. Certain things you got to take care of as government. I don't expect you to put food in my belly and buy me a house, although, you know, if you want to. But in terms of the big issues, when the hurricane come, all right, when the fire come, when the maniacs with the guns come, the government gonna have to take care of that. The garbage, I could deal with the garbage. Y'all said y'all were gonna deal with the garbage, but if I have to, I'll deal with the garbage. There's a lot of people who can't afford to pay for the garbage pickup, and it's in your best interest to pay for the garbage so you don't spread diseases. Dengue, look at this. You don't know what's going on. That's what happens. You get mosquitoes, remember dengue? Dengue killed people. My wife had dengue. It was the sickest I've ever seen her. We wouldn't even marry them. She had dengue worse than she had COVID. Although COVID wasn't that bad. Also, I didn't mean to bring this up today or like spark the ire of anyone out there. Do you need to vaccinate children from 5 to 11 with COVID? 19 vaccines? Are we sure? Are we sure that's what we should be doing? I'm personally opting not to do that. My children have had COVID. I don't want them to catch like a worse strain of COVID, but I'm not sure that your vaccine's effective against that. And they should have some immunity built up for a while. But I don't know why we're going all the way to where was Helsinki? Where did you go? To get COVID-19 vaccines for kids 5 to 11. When my experience with all the kids, I'm not a doctor. I don't work at a hospital. My experience with the kids 5 to 11 is they're okay. All right. I don't know that we need to do that. I also wanted to talk about the borrowing that we're doing with this budget, but I don't have time to really dig into that today. Because there are some interesting things that are happening with the government, and you're finding governments getting creative, I guess would be the most neutral term, with a lot of the borrowing that's going on. All right. Let me see this. It says, one, I find it amazing that a man like Minnis, who's a millionaire a couple of times over, will get caught up in a peeing contest over $100,000 or so. It says, one, I guess the PLP preferred a Minnis-led FNM over a Butler-Turner-led FNM. That's very, very interesting. Well, listen, like Lauryn Hill said, right? It's funny how money changes situation. I could tell you that. Okay. So we're almost fresh out of time. So we're going to go back over today. We're going to go back over what I said earlier. Despite that things are unfair, despite that things are not lined up, despite, as I had said before, the game structured for working people to suffer, despite all that, you're still going to have to go make a way in the world, with or without anyone giving you anything. So I listen to Eric Thomas quite a bit when I need some motivation, right? Like, I'm not on all that he's on, waking up 3 o'clock in the morning, but in terms of holding yourself accountable, I'm with him. There was a conversation that I overheard on the line at Kelly's maybe a few months back. And there was a guy complaining, he was younger than me. He was complaining the minimum, he was just talking out loud. Nobody really engaged him. He just was like, I guess, it was on his mind, deeply troubling him. And he's complaining about how you don't make enough for minimum wage in this country. Right? And that minimum wage need to be at least $600 a week. And I was like, you know what? I'm just standing on the line at Kelly's. And after standing on the line for 15 minutes, they told me that my item is on the shelf over there. I could have just gone and get it. But I'm just standing on the line at Kelly's. And I'm not trying to engage no big national affairs discussion on the line at Kelly's. And there's a gentleman who is older than I was and who was on the line. And he responded to him. And he said, look, how long you been making minimum wage? And he said, well, you know, I'm not making minimum wage, but I haven't had a raise in like years. And the man said to him, why do you think that is? And he said, well, does the government need to force the people to pay more? He said, I don't know, but beyond the government. He said, why do you think you've been on the same job for several years and you're making almost minimum wage? He said, one of two things should have happened. At most, after a year on that job, either you demonstrate that you're more valuable than the minimum wage, or you leave and go find a job that values you more than the minimum amount they were paying you. But you can't just expect everybody to pay everybody $600 a week. He said, so you mow your own yard, You clean your own yard, you mow it, you weed it, you do weed whacker and all that. And the guy said, no. Say, you live in a family home, an Asian fellow's come do it. He said, okay. So you say minimum wage should be $600 a week. He said, you willing to pay this guy who does your yard $600 a week? He's like, well, no, he ain't doing no $600 worth of work. He said, but you say everybody should be making at least $600 a week. But when it comes time for you to pay it, you now start assessing value. But when you won't get paid, you don't think value should be a consideration of the employer. In terms of, are you valuable enough to me as an employee for me to pay you this extra money? And that's what you got to consider too. You got to consider your value. Now, sometimes some people don't pay attention like they need to, and some people are not perfect, and I'm guilty of this too, right? If you're a leader, if you're a management, you're supposed to bring people along, establish, Shane Gibson talked about it, you should evaluate people every year. You should be looking at some sort of career path, even if these are just informal discussions. And sometimes that does happen and things get overlooked. But by no means sit there over a number of years and think, well, my value is more and I can make a case for my value. And don't do that because you're saying, well, someone else must observe my value. All right. It doesn't always work like that. You must bring value to it. You must demonstrate value, and you must be able to go to the person you are working with, and say, here's what I bring to the table. And I think I'm valued more. If you don't think that, then I probably need to go find somewhere where my value is assessed at more than what it is. All right. But you're not just going to make all this money just because you showed up. You got to demonstrate that you have value. And if you can't advance on the current job where you're at because of you lack skills or you lack whatever, then keep in mind that BTVI is free. My plumber makes more money than I do. My electrician makes a ton of money. And UB is also free. All right, we got to go. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. You guys take care out there. And have a great day, Bahamas.